Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
He thought I was waving at him. I was just doing the thing with the music.
Yeah, this feels good.
Pete, oh, it does feel good, doesn't it?
Feels nice.
The boys are back. Walk the Line rides again. So the fat guys are not here today. It is Pixit. Don't point at me. I'm at the most, I'm overweight. I'm not fat. I'm just big. I'm a big guy.
That was some stint you had with the trainer.
Yeah, that was a solid 6 weeks. It was a fun 6 weeks. He keeps texting me too. When are you coming back? I just don't answer. I can't do it in football season.
It's just so early.
They sent me to Omaha, and then once I went to Omaha, then I went to vacation in Mississippi, and then when I went to vacation in Mississippi, it was all fried foods.
What
I don't know.
What I'm struggling with is if I want to be a morning workout guy or a night workout guy, but I can't decide, so I haven't done it yet.
I can't work out at night. That's crazy.
You're too tired.
I don't know how you work out at night. And then how do you take down the engines to go to bed then?
Yeah, it's true. But then in the morning, you're so tired.
Morning sucks.
I don't understand why people sleep when you still wake up tired.
I am a better – no, not everybody downvote. The other guys didn't even show up today. All right? Big Ev is not here. Mintz is not here. We're not doing this by choice. They just didn't fucking show up today. They can't get mad at us.
We didn't do shit.
They didn't do shit. We're here.
Who else would you want on? You watch it every day.
Schmitty didn't show up today. Rico only works part-time. So what do you want us to do? Sheesh. Here we are. Sheesh. Is that how you say it?
Sheesh.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't think I did it right.
No, you didn't. So here we go. We got some Monday Night Football. This is Pick Central, by the way, our daily gambling show here on Barstool. It is me and Marty Mush just sitting in the cut, just chilling, just doing what we do. And yes.
Did you know that was AOC who Dave tweeted?
What?
When he was like, all rich people.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just me. I'm not just saying.
Who'd
that.
Who'd you think it was?
I just saw it was a random celebrity. And
I mean, AOC is a remarkably recognizable.
I didn't think
human
she'd
being.
Be at the Met Gala.
No. The whole thing is stupid.
The whole thing is so. I don't even understand exactly what it is. It's one of the most exclusive parties, right?
Yeah, I think it's $35,000 a ticket or something like that.
That's a. Bit much.
Very good chance. Well, hey, Dave was right. His tweet was right. But also a good chance he was kind of mad that he just wasn't there.
Oh, he also said that he's like, I would still love to go.
Okay, yeah.
he tweeted that
right,
as well.
Yeah.
I just want one person to go in like really normal clothes and just be like, yeah, where'd you get your outfit? Like fucking Kohl's Cash.
Target, yeah. Mm-hmm, sure did. Target has good t-shirts.
They do.
We're going to open up the phone lines. It's because we're not going to sit here and talk for an hour by ourselves. And I've been ignoring the phone lines for a while. 646-291-2437. You can talk about the NFL slate, this coming one, or the one we just had. You can talk about the college football slate, this coming one, or the one we just had. We can talk about USC. We will talk about that in a minute. Obviously, last night's game was incredible. It's why every time you forget the NFL is the best thing we got going in this country, they remind you.
It's so fast, too. And we were both right yesterday. I don't care what anyone says. We were both right on the Ravens.
I was on the Ravens. You were on the Ravens. I am now a smooth 2-6 in NFL this year. It's borderline irresponsible for me to continue betting. If I didn't work here, I would stop. I would stop. But it is what it is. Ravens was the right side. I still think the under was the right side. The teams went crazy in the fourth quarter. Ended up being a great game. You got balls going off people's face masks for interceptions. You got Lamar Jackson just fumbling away the game.
With the Ravens, they kick a field goal with 47 seconds left?
47 seconds.
And you're like, all right, yeah. There's no way the Raiders are going to do this. And then they bang that. The Raiders are one of the most frustrating teams to bet on and watch because you don't know if they're good or not.
They're so fun. That was so fun to watch, though.
So
like,
fun.
Derek Carr, like, Waller is fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr is fun to watch. And then
Max Crosby is fucking an animal.
Max Crosby, when did he become the best player in the history of the league? This guy is just chasing people down. He's chasing Lamar Jackson down like he's standing still.
I've never seen someone run so fast. Like, I didn't know that was fast.
Like, it's Lamar Jackson. He wasn't chasing Peyton Manning. He was chasing Lamar Jackson, and he was chasing him like, okay, this is easy. Max Crosby is fantastic.
And the thing with Lamar last night is like, yeah, obviously he ran and he looked great doing that, but he was fucking slinging the ball too.
Yeah.
The fumble was tough. The fumble was tough.
The fumble was tough. And I don't know. Lamar is just interesting to me because I go through moments where this is the best quarterback in the league, and then I go through moments where this is the worst quarterback in the league.
I don't want him on my team.
It's great. It's just wild the swings he has in games. Like, if you're a franchise quarterback, you can't be fumbling in overtime at your own 30-yard line because the game's over. So it's an odd ride.
That throw to Sammy Watkins was disgusting.
Disgusting. It was a perfect throw. It was beautiful. But man, what a game! It happens. We're on the East Coast, right? So we're watching this game, this overtime game. It's 12:30,
and exhausted.
Exhausted, but I can't stop watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
did you like Eli and Peyton and all that shit?
I only checked in on it, you know, because I got a Manning problem. I got a huge Manning problem. So Peyton's the only one that I like. I checked in on it, and Peyton and Eli. Well, Peyton especially is remarkably entertaining. He's a very funny guy. He should be broadcasting, and I love the fact that it's a side broadcast, not a normal, boring broadcast.
I mean, kind of like
it's what
we do.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. And look, did you realize they didn't wear? They like. Didn't have a shirt and tie on. Like, they had the button down, but they didn't have the suit. They didn't have the tie. It's literally what we do.
Yeah, it's what we do, but just with talent.
Yeah, you know? They're actually.
Right, and they know what they're talking about.
They're successful.
Correct, yeah.
They
yeah.
played the game.
Decent-looking guys.
Very high you know, level. They're not. Well, Peyton's an ugly man.
Well, they're not. They're not about to die of high blood pressure like half of our guys, myself included.
That's
so,
very true.
Look, Peyton, you know, he has the head of a man who's very ugly, but he has the body of somebody who's not ugly.
That's true.
Like, 10% of him is ugly.
And he's got money, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. And Eli looks like, you know, yeah.
I was gonna ask, though, you liked it right on the screen? Because I kind of did, too.
Yeah, I did like it. Yeah. It was a great idea. It was a great execution. I thought it was really good.
Is that always going to be a thing?
I mean, I would assume they'd have to give the Mannings a fucking bag to get them to. I mean, because Peyton Manning is worth what, hundreds of millions of dollars, or and he can just chill the rest of his life. And if you're gonna get him out there, but then that's a low pressure way to broadcast a game. You don't have to really research. You just show up on Mondays.
Exactly. And do you think Peyton's one of the most likable guys?
I think in sports, I would say Peyton Manning is a top five likable guy. That's a great list to go down right now. Chat, let's work on that.
Yeah.
Most likable guys in sports, Peyton just pops to my head immediately.
Like, there's usually not one person talking shit about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, no.
As a person, as a player. Like, a player, he went down a little bit on the Broncos, but still.
Like, it's just, I don't know if I can finish that list.
It's tough.
I think Freddie Freeman is universally liked but of course he's not really that famous because he's a baseball player.
That's the problem, is baseball's tough. Like Shohei Ohtani might.
We have a Shohei Ohtani discussion a little bit later, too.
Ooh.
Jameis? No.
No. I think we like him.
We like him because of the content.
Did you see his MVP odds?
Are they go way up?
Went from 5,500 to like 1,800.
Oh, Giannis? Yeah, I think Giannis is very well liked.
He's doing well there.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, perhaps. I don't know. That Mr.
Patrick
Unlimited
Mahomes
thing was good.
Pretty.
He was mentioned. I think Giannis and I think Peyton. Although, I don't know if you include Peyton because he's not whatever.
Yeah, it's a good. We should do that one day, though. It's a good list.
Larry Fitzgerald is somebody that is liked by a lot of people.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, I'm not sure. Charles Barkley, I think a lot of people hate Charles Barkley. They're wrong, but I think a lot of people do.
And J.J. Watt, he's kind of a hard-o, too, so some people don't like him.
Shaq is pretty beloved.
Yeah.
Shaq is pretty beloved. All right, so we got the Monday night game. I want to talk about the second-year quarterbacks. Let's talk about the AL MVP for a second, all right? I don't have the odds in front of me. TJ, if you want to look them up, that'd be fantastic. But you realize that we can have Vlad Guerrero Jr. win the Triple Crown and finish second in the MVP voting?
Yeah, and I don't think
how incredible that is.
And I don't think it's close.
It's not close.
I'm almost on the odds. It's crazy how Triple Crown. He's having one of the most, like, he's just insanely, minus 5,000.
Yeah,
Ohtani is.
The guy to the right at 1250 might win the Triple Crown. That guy on the right is four RBIs off the lead. He's leading in home runs. He's leading in average. He is literally having one of the best hitting seasons of the last 10 years, and he is plus 1250 in September to win the MVP. What a crazy season. What an amazing season. It just shows you Shohei is just doing something that's never happened. What? You won't.
I mean.
What? So you're. You know that look. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to say?
You're going to say, I got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to hit that 1250.
Well, I mean, listen. 44 home runs.
45, I believe.
I don't know. It says 44 here. I could be wrong.
That's Ohtani. I'm sorry. Vlad. Yeah.
So, but like, he's the MVP because he's doing both.
Right.
But just give him the Cy Young. 5,000 for the guy who's and plus 1250 for the guy who's a Triple Crown.
And also, like, Vlad is kind of getting his team to the playoffs.
Yes.
Vlad is, like, doing it and getting his
team. That
his
no
team's
one...
the hottest team in baseball in September.
What? So, Ohtani is literally getting, well, because no one, we've never seen this before. Right?
It's never happened.
And never right. seen it, never happened. 44 home runs is crazy. But you got Triple Crown, and he's doing everything you want. Guerrero, this is doing everything you want as an MVP.
But it's hard to be more valuable than being a great pitcher every 5 days and in between being the best hitter in baseball or one of the best hitters in baseball. You can't be more valuable than that.
You can't. I mean, Ohtani can literally might win the MVP for the next 10 years. If he just – and he doesn't even have to do it this well.
Like, no. Well, it's weird because he set a precedent now. Like, next year, if he has a 3.5 ERA and hits 34 home runs, he's disappointed.
He's got to hit 40-plus.
Right. Now he's time. Now the precedent is way up there. But it's just it is a wild.
That is interesting.
Isn't it?
That is, I didn't even think about that because I was like, oh, it's just Ohtani because I know why. But if you told me any time those stats of Guerrero, you're like, oh, that's MVP.
Off the top of my head, I think the only time the Triple Crown winner, and it might have happened because they used to win the Triple Crowns a lot back, way, way back. But Ted Williams in 1947 won the Triple Crown. Joe DiMaggio won the MVP because there were a lot of New York voters. It wasn't right, but it happened. But I'm pretty sure Miggy, when he did the Triple Crown, he was a slam dunk MVP. And,
yeah, he was
and then
close.
There was 30 years there where we didn't have a Triple Crown. What, 40 years, actually.
Holy shit.
Man, Vlad Guerrero.
And the Blue Jays are just destroying teams.
Because the everybody can hit. Their whole
too.
Team can hit.
They're fun. And then, like, adding Berrios, like, that's how you manage a team. That's how you are a GM of a team. Even though the Yankees, we're not going to talk about them, but they what a win yesterday.
I mean, I guess you can say what a win, but they came back against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, no, they definitely did.
But it's better than losing to one of the worst teams
exactly.
in baseball, which people is where like, they were.
I love when people, you can't get excited about a win
yeah,
if it's about against anyone.
You know when you get excited about a team, about a win over a bad team? When you're down 4-0 and you come back and win.
5-0.
You
5-0.
You can get excited about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because during that game, you got really sad, really depressed, and really like, oh, this really sucks. Then you turn around, yeah, you're allowed to get excited about
really
that.
Really sad for 8 innings, and now we're in a playoff spot.
Yeah, but that's a roller coaster.
It's going to be – we play the Blue Jays. We have the Orioles, so we're going to probably get swept.
So you got the Orioles, and you have the Rays, Blue Jays, and the Red Sox coming up, right?
We have Orioles.
Rangers.
So
it's going to be a sprint
Orioles,
to the finish.
Orioles, Indians, Rangers, and then it's like the Blue Jays and the Rays – and the Red Sox and the Rays.
It's going to be a sprint to the
finish.
It's
going to be a miserable month.
Yeah.
It really is.
Or a great month.
Well,
it's going to be – you know it's not going to be that easy.
I love how even when we're out here, we don't want to talk about the Yankees. Even the producers are Yankees. Yeah. I hate the Yankees. I prefer Rutgers fan TJ to Yankees fan TJ. Just want you to know. Keep chopping that wood.
Rutgers fan. I mean, hey, Geo Baker's tweeting at TJ.
That's my boy.
Can I tell you something about TJ? So last night. We do the college football show, right? And he does a great job, and he gets all my clips out. Everything's great. He texts me about 8 o'clock and says, can you tell me that USC isn't going to try to hire Greg Schiano? And I'm like, relax.
Talk me up the ledge, please.
He's not going anywhere. Greg Schiano is one of those coaches who knows how good he has it. He's in the right spot. He's already left once. He went out there. The grass wasn't greener. It was rough. It kind of tossed him around the waves a little bit. Now he's back. He's building something at Rutgers again. You're good. You got you a coach for a long time.
He simply is in the perfect spot. Right. You can't get in another
better
spot.
He's built to coach Rutgers.
Yeah, and just him and Jersey, it works perfectly. Just he's fine.
Yeah, I just but USC is open. And here's an early list. Well, Pete Thamel is just – listen, okay. He's a national college football reporter, and he's also a very good one. He's fantastic. He's good at what he does. But that's purely a guess. That's a guess.
That's just people that don't have a job.
Correct. That's just a guess is all it is. And just looking at the list, James Franklin, interesting. Luke Fickell, I think, is probably the favorite to get the USC job. If I had to pinpoint a favorite, I would say Luke Fickell's it. Mario Cristobal, no. You're not leaving Oregon with your new extension. You're not leaving Oregon to go coach USC.
Zero chance.
You're already at a top 10 program in the country out at Oregon, so you're fine. Tony Elliott, Clemson offensive coordinator, no. I don't think you – if you're USC, you can hire Tony Elliott. You can hire an offensive coordinator. Flex, interesting. I don't know that Fleck doesn't feel like a Southern California guy to me. Fleck feels like a Midwest, row the boat, you know, kind of.
He seems exactly where he should be.
Like a meat and potatoes kind of guy, whereas USC's, I don't think they're looking for meat and potatoes. Matt Campbell, again, he might have lost his chance at a huge job by not beating Iowa the other day. Bill O'Brien, I mean, gross.
Yeah, that's insane. I think that people were kind of shocked by USC, like, firing him or whatever. I love that. When you're that big of a program and you suck that bad in the second week, get him out.
Marty, I said it last night on the Brandon Walker College Football Show on Sling TV. This is good for USC. It's good for college football. You can't, if you think you're a blue blood, if you think you're a powerhouse, if you think you should be competing for national championships, you can't be losing to Stanford when you're the number 15 team in the country. You can't be disappointing every year. You can't sit here and scuffle for 8 or 9 wins. You have to do whatever you can do to win national championships. I love it. I think Florida State ought to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
If Mike Norvell's going to fuck around and lose to Jacksonville State in his third year, then it ain't happening. Get his ass out of there and get somebody there
then,
to win national titles.
Don't wait.
I don't understand waiting either.
And you show the fans that, like, this is unacceptable. I always say if you're one of those big programs and of any sport, you're a main focus and you're losing to shitty teams, just cut them. Cut the coach.
Cut him, and then I just think when you're USC, now you're the biggest job available. Mm-hmm. The entire season is going to be talking about who gets the USC job.
Yes.
You're going to have everything available to you. I love the move.
Because you also don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season when other teams are firing coaches and then there's other places for these coaches to go. It's like it's only you right now.
Now, let me throw out the obvious one. I mean, I know he's in Jacksonville, but you gotta talk to Urban, right?
You have to call Urban
and be like, "Hey, you don't really belong in Jacksonville, Florida. You don't really belong in the NFL. This isn't gonna work. Come out here and let's win a national championship in 3 years."
You have to throw it out. But I wonder if he would.
Brandon, who's the scariest hire USC can make? It's Urban Meyer.
Yeah,
Urban Meyer would win a national title in 3 years.
I agree with that as well. But yeah. Do you think he would ever?
I think if they had fired him last year, he would absolutely do it, no problem. Yeah. I don't know if he wants to get that label of failed in the NFL and ran back to college after 1 year.
That's also true. It's also interesting with college NFL, even like, because just the recruiting aspect takes up your entire life of college. When the NFL, you don't got to recruit. You just got to watch.
People don't realize how much more college coaches work than pro coaches. It's ridiculous.
It's not even close.
It's not even close because – A, you're also in the pros. You're dealing with men, right? You're not. You got to worry about college kids, 24/7.
No.
24/7. You got to not only be a coach. You got to be a mentor. You got to be this. You got to be a babysitter. You got to do all these things. Pros, you show up, you practice, you put in the game plan, you do all these things, and then you're done.
They have families like they're getting paid millions. Like you don't have to worry about shit. College and like you have so much pressure on you because every game is must win pretty much, and NFL's not. And then two, you gotta, after you're done, you gotta go recruit for 3 months, and you're on the road for so long.
Yeah, it's college coaching is a grind. Now pro coaching is a grind too. It's just a different grind. And recruiting has got to be the worst thing in sports.
Oh, it's got to be.
Can you imagine if you did what you did here? And then you had to leave, get on a flight at 6 and fly to Cincinnati to talk to somebody that might work at Barstool and convince them why they should come
might
here.
Do. Yeah, it's not even like they're going to definitely come. Like, you could work so hard on some guy, and right. It's like, I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah, you get to his you get to his house, and Chris Fowler from ESPN sitting on his couch.
Yeah.
I kind of like this hypothetical I just painted of you and Chris Fowler going at each other.
I don't know. He
FaceTimes Herb Street so they can talk. You FaceTime me.
That'd be unbelievable.
Oh, man.
College coaches, though, like, even because football, too, is just like, I don't even understand how you recruit with so many people on that goddamn team and, like, linemen, and you got to go linebacker. Like, I know it's not just a head coach doing it. There's so many aspects.
Yeah,
to
well, the secret about college recruiting is the coach really doesn't do much of it.
Yeah.
He does. He shows up and he shakes the hands. He does things, but the real recruiting doesn't involve the coach. Now that might change with the NIL, but
It depends on the quality of the player.
B Walk, it's got to be Luke Fickell as the main target. You're right, it does. B Walk, it's got to be Luke Fickell as the main target for USC, right? I would think so. I mean, Luke Fickell has built this at Cincinnati. He's going to get a big time job. Does he view himself as a Big Ten Midwest guy? I don't know.
I don't know if I like that.
What?
I can't. Cincinnati. Well, think about, I mean, basketball. Cincinnati at UCLA worked.
Worked pretty good. And I didn't think that one was going to work.
And he is not a fucking Southern California guy.
No. He's the most anti-Southern California guy I've ever seen.
I know. So, I mean.
You ever seen him in person?
No.
He is tiny.
I could see that. He's a big head?
Eh. But I was shocked how small he was. Talking about Mick Cronin, the UCLA head basketball coach.
I could definitely see that.
By the way, there's going to be about 5 teams this year that are really fucking good. Texas is going to be really fucking good. Mm-hmm. UCLA is going to be incredible. Gonzaga is going to be good again. I'll give you Duke with this Paolo Banchero. Kentucky is going to be really good. Like, there's going to be some, and I think I'm even missing one. There's going to be some damn good teams in college basketball this year.
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone's coming back and shit. And we had Brad Calipari on yesterday. We stood our ground, but he's a good guy. I told him, I literally was like, hey, you can go fuck yourself. Your dad go fuck yourself. I don't like Kentucky, but I'll hear you out. And I heard him out. And he said, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve anywhere I got, but it's not my fault. My dad's is my dad. I was like, you're right. If you were an accountant, you'd be really dumb.
Right.
Because you might as well take the Kentucky job.
Yeah. I don't know. It's that Duke-Kentucky thing. I hate Kentucky basketball, too.
Oh, they're the
worst. And I don't like Calipari. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to interview a Calipari. Because I just don't – I don't like him.
I was wondering how
I
would
do. He's the
most
underachieving coach in sports.
Yeah, I was wondering how I would do with actual
How'd Rico
Calipari.
Do?
He did all right. He was just asking.
Well, no, Rico is the ultimate – you're better – Rico's the ultimate lay down and let him pet your belly after talking shit.
Yeah.
He'll get in
there. He was asking for floor seats to the Duke-Kentucky game at MSG in November.
Yeah.
No. That's going to be a sick game.
That's shocking that Rico would do that. Let's do calls. Let me make sure.
Yeah, we haven't talked to people
in a while. Let's talk to people right now. Let's just go through. Cole in Iowa wants to talk college football. Go, Cole.
So I'm wondering, is Iowa football real, or did we just get lucky beating Iowa State when they don't play anybody really good?
I think thank you for the call. I think Iowa football is mostly real. That offense is terrible. It's one of the worst offenses in the country. You got 476 yards through 2 weeks, but that defense is elite, elite, elite. And in the schedule you play, getting by with an elite defense is very, very possible. You can be a one-sided team in the Big Ten West and win the Big Ten West. You don't have to, because Wisconsin's one-sided. They're just defense. Nebraska's awful. Purdue, Northwestern. You know, you can be one-dimensional team and thrive in the Big Ten West. And Iowa seems like that. Their defense has forced 4 turnovers. Both games have been fantastic. And I don't – through 2 weeks of the season, you have to rank them 5 or 6. You have to rank them up there because they deserve it. They earned it. But I don't think they're the 5th or 6th best team in the country.
They're not. But again, you have with their resume, you have to. But from a gambling aspect, do you think they're going to be overvalued for the next 3 weeks against these shittier teams?
Yeah, I think it's very possible because they're going to be playing these teams. They're going to have big point spreads, and they're going to win.
I think the next one's like Kent State.
They're going to 22. Yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, but they're going to win that game 21-7.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll win
17-6. So and Kent State. Not a terrible mid-major. Dustin Crum's a very good quarterback. But, again, that Iowa fucking defense is good. Cameron in California, NFL call. Go.
What's up, man? I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers, and I was talking about the loss that they have and, you know, how embarrassing it was. Did not expect it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it certainly is what it is, but I guess the guys made the point yesterday. The Packers like take some of these losses every now and then. Remember a couple years ago when Aaron Rodgers was like relaxed after 2 or 3 games, and then last year they got killed by the Bucs, and now they get killed by the Saints. I didn't see it coming, but I guess if you have an MVP quarterback, you can bounce back. That's not really an issue.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have a problem throughout the, especially in their division. I don't think it's going to be hard for them, but it's just, and I understand why Packers fans would be a little frustrated, is because just the way he acted, the way he looked, and the cameras on him 24/7. I understand that, but again, he'll be fine. He'll probably sling it next game, and everyone's like, "Oh, Aaron Rodgers is back."
Aaron Rodgers might be the most miserable multimillionaire that I'm aware of.
I feel like he's not, though. I feel like he loves life, but he just hates the Packers.
Okay,
he's just like a
normal everyday working dude who's on the weekend. He's drinking beer. He's driving the boat. You know, he's doing his thing. He's hanging out. He's grilling. And then Monday morning, he has to fucking go see those assholes.
He hates his office job.
I love the thought of an NFL quarterback just hating clocking in.
I got to throw for 400 yards today.
He sits in the player parking lot before walking in. Just fuck. Come on.
It's like Koepka too, where he's like, man, I don't really like it, but I'm good at it. You know what I mean?
Brandon, is Nevada -2 a rat line against Kansas State? Yeah, I think there's a couple this week. I think that's one.
West Virginia?
I think that's one. And the third one is Cincinnati being very short favorites over Indiana. They're trying to get you to bet Cincinnati there.
I really want to.
I think Indiana's going to win that game based on the line.
I mean, Came
out at 2, man. It came out at 2. Why would it come out at 2?
I don't know. I really don't. I also love Alabama this week. 15.5.
Have you ever – no, you kind of roll with the punches a little bit better than I do. You ever had a take that looked like it was being proven wrong, and then you look at it and you say, no, I'm not ready yet?
Oh, all the time.
I'm not ready yet. I think I'm holding on. I think I might pick Florida this week.
Oh, you got
– Not to win the game, but to cover the 15.5.
You have to.
I just
– Third week?
Third week. First road start for this this freshman quarterback, you know.
That's when you really you're trying to find anything.
And Miami might stink.
I do think they do. I think they stink.
I mean, they were 14 in the country coming in. They get killed by Alabama, and then they beat App State by 2 points. Again, App State, good program for what they are. But if you're Miami, you're a top 15 team, you don't need to be beating them by 2 points.
They're -6.5 this week. Against Michigan State.
Man, oh, man. What do we got? Let's just keep going. Speaking of Alabama football, Brian in Alabama, go.
Brandon, Marty, love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
I do want you to know that there is one team in the country that statistically has the best offense and defense.
Oh, my God. Don't do this shit. Do not do this. You have played Alabama State and Akron.
There is there's money to be made Saturday night, and it's on the Auburn Tigers. +190, +6.
The most delusional fan base in the country. You have convinced yourself by playing Alabama State.
Just having fun.
But this is the year. Marty, Texas A&M, remember it.
You're saying Auburn's going to beat Texas A&M?
Have you looked at Texas A&M? I'm just saying, Marty, you remember Texas A&M.
I'm going to remember because I think they're
– Why are you just talking to Marty?
No, but I like this guy. And he's like – because now I'm going to remember Texas A&M. But I think Texas A&M is bad. Not bad.
Well, we'll see.
Their offense is brutal.
They're Iowa. They're exactly like Iowa. Yeah. They have an elite defense and a
bad offense. Might have a worse offense.
So far, yeah, but they got two really good running backs. I don't know what's going on with them. I know they had to go with a backup quarterback, but you still – I mean, your backup quarterback probably needs to be better than that. Anyway,
sure.
Auburn is off to a great start. It could be real. We'll see. I don't believe it, but they got an incredible opportunity Saturday night in Happy Valley.
A good slate this week.
It is. It really is. Thank you very much for the
call. BYU Arizona State's pretty good late night,
yeah,
too.
It's sneaky. And then Alabama, Florida. And then Cincinnati, Indiana is really interesting.
fucking Hawaii plays Sunday, 12:30 in the morning.
West Virginia, Virginia Tech is really good, I think. I love West Virginia, by the way. Love West Virginia.
You do?
I do. I really do. Let's go with – oh, this is it.
How did Stony Brook get Oregon?
Kate in Michigan.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, sup, girl?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you, Kate?
I'm very good. Hi, Marty.
Oh.
I'm just calling because I need help. I need help picking out a wide receiver for my fantasy football team. I have A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, and Amari Cooper. Who would you play?
All right, wait. Okay. So, A.J. Brown, Amari Cooper, and Justin Jefferson. Okay. Well, first of all, those are three really good options.
I think I'm going Brown.
Brown and Jefferson,
and
right?
I don't know because fucking Kirk Cousins, man.
Yeah, Dak is. But
Amari Cooper was popping off last week.
After betting on the Vikings.
All right, hold on. Okay, so the Vikings are at the Cardinals. Okay. The Cowboys play the – where is it? The Chargers, at the Chargers. And then who's the other one? The Titans?
Amari Cooper.
No. And the Titans are at the Seahawks. They're all on the road.
That's tough.
I think I'm playing Jefferson and Brown.
On Brown and Cooper.
Let me tell you why I'm playing Brown. They're at the Seahawks. The Seahawks' best receiver is DK Metcalf. He was a college teammate at Ole Miss of A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's going to want to best DK Metcalf. It's going to be a big game for him. So I think he's going to go off.
We're both on that. So put a Brown in for sure.
Brown for sure. And then you just have to choose who you like more, me or Marty. I say Jefferson. He says Cooper.
I go Cooper because the Cardinals, I mean, Chandler Jones literally just had 5 sacks on the fucking Titans. He's going to go off.
Can I tell you, the chat is saying you have to play Cooper.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Love
that. We worked through that.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. It was good.
You guys should start a fantasy football podcast.
We really
should. That wasn't bad.
Yeah. She had a great voice, too.
Yeah. Good laugh. Good laugh.
She had a fantastic voice. All right. Bonk. Paul in California.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, it's afternoon here. Good morning to you.
Voices.
Yeah. I'm very intimidated right now. What's up, Paul?
Oh, no worries, no worries. One, just glad that you loved that App State 9.5 line from this past weekend. Knew it was a lock of the week. But wanted to talk about the early line with the Bills at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Bills are getting like -3, and it was +110 yesterday. It's now down to +102. I really like that going into this weekend.
So you like
I know it's against your Dolphins. But I like the Bills this weekend to bounce back.
You like the Bills to bounce back on the road? I guess. I don't know.
That's somewhat of a rat line.
That's that offense was, and the Steelers are a better defense than the Dolphins, but the Dolphins are a really good defense too. Like I think the Steelers are better, but the Dolphins are still probably a top 10, 12 defense in the league. I don't know, man.
No doubt.
The hook scares me to death there because I could see this being a 20-17 game, no problem.
Fair. Fair point. Fair point.
You know what game I really like?
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate that. What?
Panthers +3.5 against the Saints. I think everyone's going to be sucking the Saints off.
God, that's a bad sign.
Why are you like that?
I love it, too.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I mean, they barely beat the Jets. They're at home. The Saints, that is a perfect Saints.
You know who
Saints.
Else I like?
Who?
I love the Bears -2.5 against the Bengals.
Oh, me too. I love them.
I love the Bears. Like they weren't bad.
No,
and they're going to be at home, and they'll probably play Fields a little bit more.
The Bears with the Bears, man, it's like you knew what you were getting. Your defense has decreased a little bit. It's not as good as it used to be.
Right.
You knew what Andy Dalton. You're going to have a turnover. You're going to get exactly what you got out of him. Just use Justin Fields.
Can I make a statement?
Yeah.
This is a fantastic show.
It's kind of
nice. What's going
on here? I don't
know. We're talking sports. The boys are back together,
man. No bullshit. Yeah, it's nice. We needed this.
The boys are back together.
Does Chad hate us still or no?
No, they're good. They're having fun today. Right. Everybody's getting along.
I like this, guys.
All right, John in South Carolina, college football. Go, John.
Brandon, Marty, how y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
All right, lock of the week, 7 o'clock, ESPN, Saturday, Georgia, South Carolina, 30.5. I would sprinkle a little on South Carolina, but I think under 48 in this game. Two really good defenses, both top five in the country this year, given South Carolina, we've only played East Illinois and fucking East Carolina.
Right.
But
yeah.
I still like it. There's talent on that defensive front. Georgia, of course, has shown what they're able to do. I don't see this as a high-scoring game. I think Georgia wins it pretty convincingly, but 48, that's a big number.
Yeah, it's not a big number, but it's probably big for these two teams. Georgia's got an elite defense. South Carolina, the better part of their team is probably their defense, but I'm not sure if it's good or not. Like, it could be. But I love – is JT Daniels for sure out? I haven't checked that. I would assume he is.
I think he is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I love the under there too. I don't know that I'd like Georgia laying any big number, although they did destroy UAB, who's probably a better football team than South Carolina last week. Under's a good play there. I like that, John, in South Carolina. Thank you very much.
Real quick, Georgia.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great. I think the only time they can get picked off is at Florida.
Yeah.
The whole rest of it, I think, is pretty easy for them.
Right.
Because Auburn, I think they'll be fine.
That's
Arkansas,
the dirty little secret about the SEC this year. The East is just really, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, really bad. And you said Alabama. At first, you said A&M, right?
I did, and that is that doesn't appear to be the case.
To give you credit, like I could have seen that too before the fucking season.
I think Haynes King is supposed to be back mid October. The problem is I think A&M and Alabama play October 9th, so that's touch and go there as far as getting your starting quarterback.
Alabama and Georgia are going to be in the college football playoff.
Certainly, one of the winner will be. I would think that both could potentially get in, especially with Ohio State and Clemson already taking losses. You threw back last week: if Georgia goes 12-0. Loses in the title game to Alabama. Alabama's in. Georgia's 12-1, and Clemson's 12-1. I know Clemson's won a conference championship, but Georgia beat Clemson. So
yeah, no, Georgia has to.
Georgia gets in there, right?
1,000%. And the ACC is so fucking bad. It's like, who? The ACC, man.
It's rough.
It is. Clemson's
Boston
the only
college quarterback hurt.
Clemson's the only team holding that conference together.
It's ridiculous, and like. I still think North Carolina is going to be okay. They got shocked in the first week. I think they'll be fine. But Miami's they don't appear to be good. NC State isn't good.
That's the bad – that them losing Mississippi State just ruined the
entire
game. Just
got hammered, too. I'm like, yeah. It wasn't close.
Mississippi State's not bad.
They're not. I just – don't give away my secret.
I told you before, I took over 6.5 wins. Like, that is
– don't give away my secret. If we beat Memphis at Memphis this week – 3-0.
I'll put a for real team.
3-0, and then you know who we got after Memphis at home?
Who?
LSU.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you just quietly run into a 4-0.
Don't give away my secret. Just let's leave it where it is. All right, Jeff in Pennsylvania, college football, go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, I just got a couple picks I like for the weekend. I love Fresno getting 11.5 at UCLA. That feels like way too many to me.
It does. It. I almost wonder why is it 11.5? Why are they trying to make me pick Fresno? I worry about that. But on the surface, yes, I agree. That's too many points. And what's your other one?
I like Michigan State getting 6.5 at Miami.
Yep.
And I love Penn State to rattle Bo Nix with the first whiteout in a few years in the Penn State defense. I think Bo Nix is going to be running for his life.
Yeah, and his road and home splits are extreme. I'm talking like 22 touchdowns, 3 interceptions at home, and like 10 and 10 on the road. He is not a good quarterback on the road, and that will be the toughest environment he's played in outside of an Iron Bowl. So it will be something Saturday night. It's going to be something to see. Thank you very much for the call. You know, me and Nick do the college football program roast on the College Football Show.
Mm.
I say me and Nick because I read them, he reads them, but he writes them. All right.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
I actually do have one joke I wrote today that's going to get in. We're recording later today.
And a boy.
But when the first week we did some jokes that were like borderline offensive. The jokes we have this week are not borderline offensive.
They're over the line.
They're offensive. So, I'm spending my whole day trying to talk myself into reading one of these jokes, and hopefully I'll be able to get through it, but it is...
I can only imagine.
It is something. It is very much something. So we record that today at 4 o'clock.
Oklahoma, 22.
Yeah, that Tulane game, just I'm scared off of them. I know they beat somebody 76-0 last week.
They beat West W. Carolina.
Western Carolina. What could the W be?
I don't know, man. I didn't want to assume it was West.
Have you seen Heels? No, I can't. I have not seen Heels yet. I'm waiting to watch the whole thing and watch. Oh, shout out Big E. Big E, one of my favorites, wins the WWE Championship last night. Fantastic. Let's go quickly. We got about 10 minutes left of calls, then we'll get to our picks, which will probably be terrible. I was 0-3 yesterday. You were 1-3.
1-3.
You want to do the ad, Marty?
A lot of expertise. Well, yes. I just took this call. I'm going to take the call, and then you do the ad read. It is Brandon in Indiana. Go, Brandon.
Hey, I got two lines for you. I just want to get your opinion. One NFL, one college football. Michigan State +6.5. Seems a little fishy. I like Michigan State a lot in that. And then Arizona Cardinals -4.5 against the Vikings. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah. So, in the NFL, the interesting spot are all the teams that have to bounce back, right? Like, teams that we thought were going to be pretty good, like the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the road, but you almost have to think they're going to bounce back. And the Vikings are the same way. And the Cardinals looked so good in week one. Is there a regression for the Cardinals?
See, that's – I think everyone is going to be sucking off the Cardinals again. And
right.
Why is only 4.5 when – the Bengals just fucking beat the Vikings.
And then there's just so many here that I should say I can't make sense of NFL lines on a good week.
Oh, Vegas really is mean. What they do with NFL lines, because it's never with college it's like 22.
Right.
It's always crazy ones where you're like, I have a chance. 4.5 to 3.5 to 5.5 is just every spread.
Every spread, yeah. So the Browns are here at -12 against the Texans. And then the Packers are -10.5 against the Lions.
I kind of love the Texans.
Those are the. Isn't it wild? Isn't it wild? And then I don't like everybody's lining up on Michigan State side.
Yeah,
Northwestern might really, really suck.
We weren't high on Michigan State before the season.
No, but we also didn't have a reference point because they took in like 20 transfers. Their entire team is new, basically.
Yeah, but this is their first real test where it's like, and we also don't know with Penn State, you know?
Yeah.
Because Penn State, well, we know Wisconsin, but Wisconsin, that game was awful.
We don't know anything.
We know nothing.
Because Auburn is going to Penn State. Auburn's played two junior high teams.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I don't know.
Man, oh, man. Quickly, is this Wolf? Wolf in Michigan? Go.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is more of a long look ahead with this SEC. Obviously, a slobber knocker of a conference. Brandon and Marty, get your opinion as well. What do you think about how many teams are going to be bowl eligible coming out of the SEC this year? Obviously, the SEC, I agree, the SEC East stinks. I'm thinking Mizzou, Vandy, and Tennessee don't make it to a bowl, and maybe LSU in the West. What do you guys thought?
I think the entire West is probably getting bowl eligible because everybody's off to a 2-0 start except for LSU, I believe. Alabama, of course, Texas A&M, of course. I feel like Auburn is going to make it. Ole Miss is easily going to make it. You know, Arkansas is 2-0. To get bowl eligible, you got to win, you know, your 4 non-conference games and 2 conference games. You got to get to 6. And the only team that's off schedule of that is LSU. I think they'll probably win 3 conference games. I don't know how they'll put it together. I don't like them a lot, but I think the entire West probably gets bowl eligible.
What about let's go to the other side, Missouri?
I think Missouri probably slides in too. Vanderbilt, no. They're terrible. South Carolina, no. They're awful. And Missouri would be on the fence. I mean, you could see, and I know the math probably doesn't add up here. There's not enough games go around, but you could see 12 SEC teams get to 6 wins.
Yeah, for sure.
Who did I not include in the East? Because South Carolina's awful, Vandy's awful, Kentucky is good, Florida's good, Georgia's great. Yeah, great question. Good question. Thank you very much. I don't know why I changed that to a good question.
I hate Tennessee so much.
Eric in Maryland. Let's talk about Notre Dame. Go, Eric in Maryland.
What's going on, boys?
What's up?
So, talking about Notre Dame, I am worried about after this week, we have Purdue this week, then we go to Wisconsin, then we have Cincinnati at home. If we're playing the way we're playing, we're going 0-2 in those games without a doubt.
Can I stop you there? Can I stop you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You better worry about Purdue, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, absolutely. But
it's only fucking
like,
seven.
I think the primary problem is our offensive line has been decimated with injuries, and even when they're healthy, they haven't been the offensive lines in the past with Quentin Nelson, Liam Eichenberg, and all those guys.
Holy shit.
So I think that's our problem. And Brian Kelly in his interviews are absolutely denying the offensive line problems, which I think is a huge issue.
Well, you can talk about the offensive line problems, and you got a point. Like, you haven't really gotten Kyren Williams, everybody on track yet. I think that'll be fine long term, though. I mean, let's face facts, though. Florida State, bad team, bad offense, scored 35 points against you. Toledo, MAC team, scores 29 points against you. We thought this was going to be a defense-heavy team. They got Kyle Hamilton, maybe the best defensive player in the country. Other than that, that defense hasn't been very good yet. And you're about to play a hell of a lot better offenses than you've been playing. That's what would be my concern if I'm Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Jack Cohn has probably been the only bright spot in the season. He's getting it done, but people around him just aren't. I think this is like the best set of weapons Notre Dame has had in a while overall, including wide receivers. But yeah, defensively, they're just not getting it done. I didn't like in Florida State, they completely switched their defensive plan once they got up 18.
Yeah.
And made it to where they didn't want to lose instead of let's finish this off.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. What was that noise?
I don't know, but what was their over under 8.5?
Notre Dame?
Yeah. I think it's around, because they're running into it. Purdue, Wisconsin, Cincy, nine? Virginia, yeah. USC, North Carolina.
Their schedule is tough. What
really?
Was it? I had Notre Dame. Notre Dame under 9. Yeah. It's they have a 5-game stretch starting with what he just said. Wisconsin, it's really bad. They played like 4 preseason top 10 teams. Now, Indiana, who they play, is – no, that's not right. Damn. Cincinnati, yeah. Cincinnati, we'll see. North Carolina, certainly not top 10 anymore, so it's not as daunting as it looked, but it's still pretty tough.
And he was right. Jack Cohn is actually the only bright spot at the moment.
Yeah, he's but Kyren Williams well. Is really good, too. It is. Did we already take a South Carolina? We got the Carolinas calling in big today. Brian in North Carolina wants to talk college football. Go, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brandon? One thing, do you believe in Shane Beamer, and do you think we even have a chance against Georgia this weekend?
Maybe and no. You have no chance against Georgia this weekend. Sorry. I mean, I think Georgia's probably gonna win the national championship. I think that's how good they are. Their defense is one of the best we've seen in a long time. They're elite. So you're not in a phase of your program right now where you're gonna be beating elite teams. It just is what it is. Beamer, I don't know that I believe in him. I know South Carolina fans just really deeply believe in him. I don't understand it because he had never been even a coordinator yet. So I don't personally.
Well, that's the thing about South Carolina is that we blindly believe everyone bought in a Muschamp too, but it's like Beamer is starting a grad transfer over Luke Doty, who's the number 2 dual threat in his class. It's like, what are we doing?
I do kind of love that though.
Just starting somebody. Yeah. It's also kind of a built-in excuse.
Yes.
Like if you start the guy that nobody expects you to start, oh, well, he just has this guy as his quarterback.
This guy just came out of nowhere. I had to put him
in. Kind of like a Justin Fields situation almost, you think?
No,
with starting Dalton over.
Oh, yeah. That one. I was thinking Georgia and Ohio State and all that thing.
No.
Thank you very much. We'll see you on Shane Beamer. I didn't think Sam Pittman was a good hire. I thought he was a shitty hire, and he's turned out to be a really good hire. So maybe that happens there as well. Robert in South Carolina, college football, go.
Hey, how are y'all doing today? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
A question for you. Here's a sleeper for the USC job. What about Brian Kelly? He has to know he'll never have the talent, you know, the depth at Notre Dame, and he's a good coach. USC knows he's a good coach, so wouldn't he be a good fit? Everybody wants to win a championship, and that's probably his only chance.
My question to you is, why do you think he could never have the talent at Notre Dame? He could. I mean, he's had them being a top 5 program over the last 3 years. They're 33-3 over the last 3 years, and they've been in the playoff twice. He's
in one of the best spots ever, I think.
But Yeah, but you always see the problems. They're death. They don't have a good second team, and if they lose like one defender against Clemson, you know, they're, you know, it's a lack of depth. That's what you can have a 4-star, but he'll never have a collection of them like, but, you know, the big schools have.
Yeah. Tell me if I'm wrong. Where right now you're thinking about a program in Notre Dame, a top five program.
I think they're a top five program over the last 3 to 5 years. Yeah,
like,
for sure.
And recency bias, and like, and honestly, I think they've gotten a little lucky in some instances. But like for him, it's not a bad thought to go. Like USC is a sexy job. It's a great place to be. But I don't. I think him leaving Notre Dame would just be. He's in one of the most perfect situations. He has a very safe job at the moment.
But if you're USC, you're almost national championship or bust right now, right? So if you're hiring somebody, I don't know that you look at Brian Kelly and say, well, he's done this at Notre Dame. That means he's going to win a national title here. I think you look at people that are either on the smaller level or have a brighter star shining forward than Brian Kelly. It's not a bad thought, though, because there's another guy very similar level. I think Dan Mullen would thrive at USC.
I could see that.
Because he coaches quarterbacks better than anybody in the country, and USC's problem is they can't keep these elite quarterbacks. So we'll see. That's although they got a good one now. What?
That's not a bad thought.
No, it's a good thought. Isn't this nice? We should just hold hands on the whole show. I just got to take this call because I don't understand. I don't know what it's going to be about. Kobe in California wants to talk soccer.
How are you doing, fellas?
Good. What's up?
All right, so I know soccer is not your thing. It's not mine either, but I have a pick today that I'm thinking.
Well, don't tell me it's not your thing.
Hey, I've got some insight here. All right, let me give you some quick stats. So Bayern in Champions League openers in the last 17 years, goals to goals scored is 42-2. They're 5-0 in their first five matches, and they've outscored opponents 27-5. So today I'm taking the Bayern money line versus Barcelona. The money line, the three-way money line, and the team over. Any of those three are going to hit. The three-way money line's even odds. So, I mean, you put a milli on it, you'll come back with two. It's easy.
You tied it?
Yeah, I was looking for that.
Yeah, no, I actually did. I tweeted out the buy-in thing. The buy-in pick is great, great, great value. I believe it's minus
105. Yeah, and they got Lewandowski playing. It's going to be a really solid pick.
Zaw also notoriously
it's at 105.
Thank you.
Bad soccer game.
But this one's great value. 105 on our sportsbook, so make sure you put that in on the Barstool sportsbook. It's a great pick.
Speaking of the sportsbook, we're the only book out there that does a parlay plus, and Dan hitting a fucking $10,000 bet last night made me want to shit on my own chest. I saw him like, my parlay plus is into it.
Because the things that had to happen.
Was insane.
The things that had to happen. Like, imagine having a parlay riding on a touchdown being thrown there at the end, and you see a ball go off a face mask for an interception. You turn the TV off, you go to bed.
Look at this thing.
It's ridiculous.
Look at this thing.
Darren Waller touchdown score, total touchdown. So he needed the second touchdown pass by Derek Carr. That's what
he
needed.
Like how they not scoring? Like, you know, after the Raiders get that ball back, they're kicking a field goal. There's no way they're scoring another touchdown.
Right. And everything happened perfectly. Like they were trying to kick the field goal.
Yes.
They want to kick the field goal. They got to delay a game, puts them back 5 yards, throw the offense back out there, boom, bomb, touchdown.
Easy touchdown. But good for him.
Easy touchdown.
Fucking. But the Parlay Plus is crazy. You can literally can't do it on any other book besides ours, so go check that out.
When did we now have dual security out there? We got multiple securities.
And
they
never sit down. Fall is right around the corner. Shop the new and best-selling hoodies in the Barstool Sports Store at store.barstool.com.
This guy looks like he could be a soccer coach.
Yeah, he's got the he's got the height.
Yeah.
And now he's looking at us.
Yeah, he might turn on us.
I'm so scared of our security guards.
This one is the first time I've seen this one, so I'm a little worried about him too.
They all roam. They don't sit.
KB tried to wrestle one yesterday.
How'd it go?
The thick one?
Yeah.
KB got dominated.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Couldn't move him an inch.
That's good.
And this guy I'm more scared of because he is smaller.
It is amazing we just got security.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. Picks, TJ. So Marty went 1-3 yesterday. I went 0-3. I'm going the wrong way. Parlay Prince Smitty continues to game the system and have a fake number one ranking beside his name. Rico continues to be the worst in the world.
Rico's been consistently bad.
Yeah, he's been other than Megan making money, he's been the consistently worst. Oh, she was 3-2 last night. What
she must hit a parlay. Oh, she hit her parlay.
Yeah. September standings, Smitty up there, 18 units. I think it's still going to become a race.
It will.
Mincy's right there. Big Ev's right there. I'm right off. I just went to negative last night. And then there's Megan. And you're struggling.
Not great. It's always the worst. I'm always near 500, but my units are so far down.
Right. I guess I'll go first. I just have three baseball plays today. I like the Marlins money line. I like the Rays money line. And I like the Brewers -1.5. Just trying to get squeeze a little bit of value out of this card. I'm really just doing three plays because that's what I'm required to do.
Yeah, it's a tough baseball slate.
I am definitely looking into the possibility of just talking to you guys and saying I only want to bet college football from here on out.
That's, well, I mean, you only have a month left of baseball.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about NFL.
Oh, and, NFL. And
I'm trying to not bet NFL. I'm running scared like a dog. I went 1-4 the other day.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's tough,
Marty Mush.
So I'm going Yankees -2.5. I mean, it's a must. In fact, it's -129. It's ridiculous. it just has to be a win today.
Garrett Cole going, right?
Garrett Cole, they're -350. Yankees, Indians game one. So Twins got in at 2:00 in the morning against the Yankees. Had a heart wrenching loss. Mm-hmm. Have to play another day game today against the Indians. So
doubleheader
as well. So Indians game one. Rays money line. I just need the Blue Jays to lose. Dodgers -1.5. I believe they're playing the Diamondbacks. And then I got the short porch parlay, which it's due to happen. Garrett Cole to throw over 8.5 strikeouts and Stanton to hit a home run. Stanton's also ready to hit a home run.
And the Yankees win.
Do we have everybody else's card?
Yeah.
Just run through them real quick and I'll make fun of them.
Jesus
God
Christ.
Almighty. This fucking
mockery.
Guy. This isn't real. That's.
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
First of five runs is -190.
Yeah.
Whatever.
First of five runs?
I don't even want to look at everybody else's. Just tweet the damn things out.
Am I wrong?
He's an asshole.
Yankees first of five runs?
Smitty's an asshole. I don't know.
If they don't get there, did he lose?
Yeah, you lose.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you, boys. I assume we'll have the entire fat pen back tomorrow. The Yak is up next.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.